WA Mobile.
KB2HXS, W4DJW.
WA, N4WRO. Hey, Bill. W4DJW was calling KB2HXS there. Let's give him a shot at picking him up.
Yeah, I don't think he's on at the moment, but if you hear him on here today, Steve, ping me on the phone, because he wanted an ICOM 7000 or a 706, and I found that 7000, but it sold as soon as he contacted the guy. It was just sold, so he just barely missed that one, but 706 just popped up. So if you hear him, give me a ping, and I'll get on the radio if I can. W4DJW, you guys carry on.
Got his phone number. I'll go ahead and give him a text and tell him to give you a call. Has he got your number?
Yeah, just tell him to check his email. I'm going to forward him this combo. It's a combo of several things, including a power supply, for the same price he was going to pay for a 706 by itself. So just tell him I'm sending him an email that's got a link to it.
Consider it done, sir. I will relay it on. So, have a good day. Bill! What's up, big guy?
Hey, what's going on, young man? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, I haven't been around much lately.
I ain't been on VHF or UHF anyway. I've been on HF, but, I just got back. Spent a week down in Sumter chasing Bambi. That was an expensive trip, but, you know, something new.
And anything?
No. All I seen was the sun go down.
Goodness, okay. Well, I picked up a nice size doe about, that was Friday last week. And, the week before, and then I spent all last week down with the flu, or I don't know that it was the flu, but it was a nuclear-powered head cold.
Sound like any fun at all. Yeah, I'm riding over here. A buddy of mine killed a nice 10-point, and he dropped it off over here to processors and said, hey, I'm putting your name on it. My freezer's full. I said, okay, so I'm riding over here now to pick it up.
You're going to get a cut that way, right? Gonna get a cut of the meat that way, right?
Oh, I'm getting all the meat. He didn't want any of the meat.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'm sure he had to twist your arm, didn't he?
Yeah, real hard. Yeah, but I'm going back down here pretty soon. I ain't made up my mind when. Give him a little break down there. Maybe we'll pick up one or two more down there in Lee County. But you never know.
I hate to say this way, Bill, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. Out there where I live on my 8 acres, I got 40 acres to the right of me that's in a trust that they can't build on or can't sell. My neighbor on the left has 25 acres, and he's a radiologist, thinks of himself as a gentleman farmer part-time, and he ain't gonna go anywhere. And on the backside of my place is a 6-acre lake, so I haven't shot a deer fully clothed in the last 4 years. Up early, cracked the front door open, lean out just enough to get the barrel to clear the front door glass. And I go back to bed for about 10 or 15 minutes and then get dressed, go out there, get the John Deere, load them up in the back of the truck and take them to the processor.
Yeah, I know. I got a buddy of mine shoots them out of his bedroom window.
That's even better than me. Hey, but I tell you what is nice. I put corn out for them. And you talk about some good meat. Oh, my goodness, it's good. as a loin. Oh, my wife makes a loin stew and puts it in one of those pressure cookers and throws it over a bed of rice. Oh, baby, there ain't no better eating.
Yeah, I take the loins and smoke them in the I can't even think of it, pellet smoker. Then I take them and slice them real, real thin after they're smoked, and then barbecue.
I'm actually feeling functional enough to go out and make a little bit of money today. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm about to turn around and go back home because we got some of that in the freezer right now. All I got to do is thaw it and cook it. Maybe I'll be on my way. Matter of fact, I know what I might be having for supper tonight. Well, so how's things going otherwise?
Going good. N4WRO Friday. Yeah, we've just been, you know, cruising along, enjoying retirement, and just, you know, I'm trying to figure out when I had time to go to work.
Got a hot flash for you. There's been about four or five times here recently I've threatened my wife to open my business back up full time so that I could get a break.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ourselves that little camper. You know, it's just big enough for her, me and her, and, you know, it's a 27-foot tag-along. No slides. It's just fine. And I got myself an 12.5-foot pontoon fishing boat that I can put a 4-horsepower on. And we hauled that down to Lake Murray Sunday last week. And we started getting sick, and we didn't come out of the camper until Tuesday morning for me to pack us up and come on back home. Our reservation down there was through Thursday. We were so sick, we just made it home and just, I didn't even unpack the truck. We just went in the house, flopped out, didn't come back out until Saturday.
Don't sound like any fun at all. Yeah, I got the camper. I got it down there in the Dinosaur right now. It's down at Shaw Air Force Base. I got it in the campground down there. And then I just stay right there on the base.
You to hunt on base?
Negative. Not at Shaw. Some bases do. Fort Jackson does.
It's got rolling terrain, don't they? I can see that. Shaw is just as flat as a pancake, and a weapon would carry a long distance.
Yeah, Shaw is flat as a pancake, like you said, and it's, you know, there's nothing like that there.
It's a tweeter faded thinking about that loin stew. I got to give my call, KN4BWA.
KN4WRO.
I'm not going to be like some other folks talking about groceries and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. I just got tweeter faded about that loin stew, and I'm gonna go ahead and jump off here, let some other people have the bandwidth. Listen, you behave yourself. I enjoyed talking to you this morning, Bill. I am headed for not downtown Greenville, but I'm headed for top of Pelham Road to go do a little business, and then I'm gonna head for Newberry, do a little business, and then I'm going to come home and watch the inside of my eyelids. So, try to have a good afternoon, bud, and I will talk to you again soon, I hope. KN4BWA, Mobile.
Right along with me. I'm down here in some little town. That's wrong, man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Stay out of trouble. Be good. N4WRO.